so,
the monitor.
Yeah. Yeah, to make sure. Fact. All right, so you ready to go?
Hey, I'm always ready.
All right, let's do
it. Let me stop. I'm ready when you are, Joe. I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready, man.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, hello.
Yo, we just didn't even start it anymore.
Nah,
cool.
That felt right at that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the Now It's Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And we're going to start with our little segment, you know, Convos on the Couch. We're going to keep it real. Just real,
Yeah, this for the
honest.
Live.
Yeah,
so
for the live.
Sam, lead us in. So what is the subject people been going back and forth about on Facebook? I've been getting alerts. Let us know.
You getting
know.
Alerts now?
Yeah,
okay.
Let me know.
Okay.
What's going on?
Come on, Joe. So, dating.
Okay, dating.
And let's more along the lines of the pre-stages of dating, the whole interest, talking, infatuation stage. Let's talk about that. I just kind of feel like that cannot be as difficult as men make it seem to sit here and court a woman. I don't feel like that's that hard.
I think I feel like it's more challenges for men to court women nowadays.
Why? It's so simple. You got a smartphone. Like, nowadays, I feel like you don't even have to court women. There are so many women that you could just hit them in the DM. And all you got to do is say, hey, I want to do this, and this to you. And there's so many, many women out there that are just like, yes, okay. So school me. Somebody teach me what is this process like to just sit here and say, hey, I like you. I think you're cute. Blah, blah, blah. You know, let me take you out. I don't how is it more difficult than that? School me, CJ. CJ agrees with you.
Yeah, man. CJ, look, it is. Because as she said, hey, hit them up in a DM. Everybody's dating online, right? In some way or fashion, they are on Instagram, Facebook, something. Who knows? But everything is about how it looks.
Right.
And I feel like women get attached to that. And I feel like it makes it very hard. You could be a good man. I'm not saying you shouldn't have goals.
Right.
You shouldn't try to achieve great things. Be the best version of you. But I feel like some women don't accept that. I feel like women look at other men on places like Instagram and Facebook and say, oh, here's my standard. But I'm like, wait a minute.
What's wrong with having standards?
I'm not saying you shouldn't have standards, but man, man, sometimes these standards be so high. Like, I see some women and I know they, I'm just making sure this audio didn't cut out. I know some women still push like a Honda Accord.
Right.
But yet they see the boy with a Lexus on the gram. They like, that's my standard. Wait a minute. What do you bring to the table? Like, that's what I'm saying. So tell me in the chat if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
So.
Wait a minute. So because she's pushing a Honda Accord, she can't have a standard for a man with a Lexus?
I'm not saying she can't have a standard for a man with a Lexus. But what I'm saying is that you got to equal that. Don't, like, bring something to the table. That's all I'm saying. Don't be out here like, I expect men to do this or be this way or be this fit or be this or whatever. But then you're not even close. You're not there. So when women ask men a fair question, I want you to be the best version of you before you come to me. I don't want all your baggage and extra problems. I want you to be and work on yourself. Great. But when you ask men to do that, but you bring baggage that we got to deal with, like, oh my God, I was brokenhearted and man treated me wrong. I said, well, when a man brings problems, y'all just kick him to the curb. Oh man, you got issues. I don't want to deal with that. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, what about you? I don't want to deal with your problems either. Like, I work really hard to get this Mercedes. I don't want a woman with a Honda Accord. I want a woman with a Lexus or a BMW. What you doing?
But you have that option. Men are the hunters. So you can sit here and say, all right, I'm a lion. I'm going to hunt this lion. Or I'm a lion and I'm going to, you know, sit here and go after a giraffe. Like, I'm just saying, like, you have the option of what you go after, just like a woman has the option of standards. So once again, though, even throughout this whole process, to just sit here and be like, hey, you, I think you're cute. I think you're fine. I think you're sexy. I think you're smart. Whatever the case is, whatever pickup lines y'all sit here and use nowadays. And to sit here and say, hey, I would like to take you somewhere, which is also, that's like a dying process. But either way, hey, I'd like to take you somewhere. I'd like to get to know you. A, yay. B, nay. I don't really feel like other than that, it's that hard. So please, like, I think
it's that easy if you can find a woman that understands that. But I feel that, I'll put it like this. Everything changes in different age brackets. I do believe that. But I do believe overall, and we're counting grown people. So we're talking people who are past that young phase or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Past the player phase.
Right. So we're talking about grown men and women really trying to date. There's a lot of men and women who just don't play no games. They just say, hey, you approach me. If I'm into you, I'll let you know very respectfully but quickly, yay or nay.
Right.
That's cool with me. I think that's cool. I think that's great. But at the same time, I believe that a lot of the no's are quick to come because when they set certain standards, you start to say, okay, if I got like four no's in a row, then you start looking at yourself as a man like, hey, what am I doing wrong? Let me check myself, okay? Right. So when you look at yourself, you look at, okay, like I know some people may not, like I'm short, so I know many women are probably not in the short man.
Like I'm tall.
Right, and all that stuff. That's cool. I can get past that. I'm like, all right, I respect that. Cool. But then when I get past that and I get to other things, I'm like, all right, like I got a job. I'm not a bum. Got a college degree. I got the job. I make pretty decent money. No, I ain't got the flashiest car or anything of that nature, but like I can do things. I can pay for the tab, take you out to a nice place. I can dress up nice. I can do like common things that I think women ask for men to do.
You can bring stuff to the table, huh?
I can bring stuff to the table. But then if you're saying that bringing stuff to the table is like, hey man, look, I know me. I'm more about saving money. I got a Toyota Corolla. So if that ain't popping, cool. Because if you out here and I see you driving around, you working your job, and you got something better than that, then all respect. You trying to get somebody on a bigger level, cool. But I just sometimes feel like women will pass up a good man who has all the features for a man that may have all the shiny things, but then when they get into a real relationship or go out on a date and all that stuff like that, then they really break it down. Like, actually, the guy that got the freaking Honda Civic or whatever, he actually was more of a gentleman, more of a man overall than the other person. So,
Shalita said,
I don't know.
She might be driving a Honda Accord, but have that money in the bank.
Hey,
that's right,
that's
Shalita.
That's a fact.
True. That is
and that's
a fact.
A fact.
That goes both ways.
So don't sleep on, like, I know some dudes sleep on women because women will be driving like brand new Chargers and Lexuses and the Porsche Panamera, and dudes be like, your parents bought that for you. or your ex bought that for your parents. Right. And I'd be like, y'all don't understand. I have female friends that drive those cars. No, bro, they hustlers. Like, they be slipping. And so those type of women I can get, they got high standards. They like, especially when you come at them like, oh, I'm better than you because I'm a man. You dropped.
Nah.
You dropped. That's a no.
Right. So with this whole process. So how do men in general, like, I'm obviously it's going to differ from person to person, but right. in general, or speaking for you, how necessarily do you prefer to be told I'm not interested or let down? Do you guys prefer that from the beginning? Oh boy, you laughing. Oh, this is about to go somewhere. Do you guys prefer that from like the initial conversation? Would you prefer for a girl to get to know, you know, to get to know you first and then be like, this isn't going to work? Do you prefer for her to just be like, I'm not interested. You too short. You too this. You too that. Like, I mean.
Yeah, I want to ask the comments. Like, any guys in the comments, tell me if a woman's not interested, how would you like her to, like, tell you, be more direct? Or some girls, they'll play games. Or women, tell me how you let down men, like, honestly, after, like, the first date or them trying to.
That's a tough one. Chris says right off the rip. So just be like, look, Chris, you too tall. Chris tall.
I don't even
now
think
we like
that
him
happened.
Tall.
I don't even think I never
we
seen
we like him tall.
I've never seen that ever happen.
No, some women like short men. I mean, there's somebody out there for everybody.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
But I'm that for that's rough. Cause so for women, it's like sometimes you could sit here and say it right off the rip, and men tend to think, oh, she's playing hard to get. So I'm gonna sit here and I'm going to keep bothering her. I'm going to keep saying something. And I'm going to, you know, and it's rough. Like, how many times does a woman have to say no? Till it's like, oh, okay. That's she's true. Truly not interested. But I mean.
I say for me, I like direct. So I agree. Like, it needs to be direct and just let me know. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I don't like is get the hint. I don't like that.
I don't like to get the hit.
I don't like the, like, oh, because I'm not texting you back or doing this. So, oh, after 3 text messages, I should say to myself, oh, okay, cool, whatever. First of all, don't text a woman rapidly after a first date. Don't do that.
That's a sign of neediness.
Don't do that. So, yeah, don't do that. That's crazy. I'd rather have it direct, but I just saw something hit the comments.
Can you
know.
Read from there? Look at you squinting.
I can't read. No,
Joe's
can't
over
read
here squinting trying to read these comments.
Look, my old eyes. It ain't okay. 2020 no more.
So, Shalita says, if she's not interested right off the rip. Yes. That's right. They don't get it. So, it's I feel like it's very hard for y'all to read in between the lines.
But I don't want to. I'm more of a direct man. Like, I'm more of a, if I come to you direct, like, you know how a lot of men will play around and be like, oh, we should just hang out and things. But right. what they really mean is hanging out with you. Yeah, you know, we both like food. We should just go chill and, like, try some food at this spot. But what they mean is I want to take you out on a date. All right, I can get that. A lot of women say, if you do that, I probably can see a mile away what you're trying to do. But some people will still go because they're just nice. And they're like, okay, you're a cool dude. But let me see if he gets the hint, like, the reason why I'm not really that into that is because you didn't ask me direct.
Right.
Like, you didn't
for a
say
date.
You didn't ask me for a date. Be a man. Ask me for. I'm like this. Right. I'm gonna ask you for a date.
Okay.
So you can tell me yes or no. And if you tell me no, if I'm still like you're a cool person or whatever, then like, hey, I'm interested. Still just chilling with you. That's cool. But I know where the boundaries are. But if you go out on a date and then a woman's not interested, don't drop the look, man, if I don't contact, then I... No, just tell me, like, hey, great, thank you for taking me out. That was cool, but I'm just not interested and whatever, and I'll say, cool, that's me. So, now, I'm not one of the dudes that'll call you the B word or whatever because I don't play that.
So, wait. So, pretty much what you're saying is if we sat here, went out on a date, hold on, I'm over here ruining the sound. Oops.
Nah, you good.
I'm stepping on some things over here. My bad.
Nah, you good.
So pretty much, if you sit here and you take a woman out on a date, whatever, y'all click, don't click, have chemistry, don't have chemistry, whatever the case is, and by the end of the date, if she's like, look, I'm definitely not going to have a second one, like you prefer she just spoke up at that moment and crushes you right there?
No, I mean, I think there's a right way to do it. No, I'm not saying
what's the right way to do it. Please let me know.
I'm not saying. I think there's been plenty of times where women have crushed dudes in public, and I hate that crap.
So she especially has to do it behind closed doors?
Especially if they done it like the right way, approached you in the right way and did all that.
What's the right way?
Well, I mean, that's...
What's the right way? For you. For me,
it's like, again, first being direct, you ask the person on the date. If they accept it, they accept it. So obviously, right. you coming off right the first, from the rip.
Right.
But let's say the date, you still being a gentleman. You still doing all the things, whatever, whatever. Now, I can't get in particular because me on a date is different from any other man or woman on a date.
Right.
So your date goes... Okay, he's a gentleman, but you're just not interested. You just don't find him that interesting.
He's
cool.
Still too short. Got it.
Right. So once you leave that place, he's probably going to contact you the next day. He's probably going to say, hey, whatever. And he might think it's a good date. Okay. And at that time, you say, hey, thanks for the date. Boom, boom, boom. But I'm not interested. Like, all right. That's cool. That's very direct. That's not embarrassing or whatever. But
how are you feeling at that moment?
I mean, you definitely feeling a little like, dang, man. But at the same time, I feel like I was treated like with respect.
Gotcha.
Because
okay.
It didn't waste my time, right. And I don't waste any more of her time.
Gotcha.
And as an older person, I can recognize that. But if I was younger, like 22. I'd be like, man.
You say as an old person?
I'm done with you. I feel like I'm just saying those years matter.
As an old person.
I'm just saying.
Joe, you are not old.
I know I'm not old.
Let's see. Chris said, stop the stringing along effect. While I am over here squinting. Stop allowing me to be the reason for you to get out the house when you haven't been feeling me all along. Ooh, that's rough.
Dang.
Ladies do that? Come on, ladies. We got to do better. If you ain't feeling him from the beginning, just, you know,
that's
after
true,
that
though.
First date.
Yeah,
just,
don't go out just because you got about to get a free meal.
Free meal. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. It's that's not nice. At least enjoy the conversation. Let's see. CJ. Oh, man, Joe's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like,
give that man an award? Nah. Nope. Nope, we're trying to school Sam here. We're trying to school Sam.
Look, I respect that women have so many men come after them. So
it's very
hard. Like you're gonna say no to a lot of people.
Facts.
So I get that. And I tell guys, you're gonna get a lot of no's. And you have to still maintain yourself to be sure of yourself, know who you are, so you don't lack confidence. And still to go out. That
yes.
Once you get five no's, you still go for the six.
Right.
So, because you don't know if that's going to be a yes or a no. So,
right.
And there's plenty of times where I've got caught off guard where guys told me back in the day, we go to some party, we chilling. And I'm like, man, I think that girl's really beautiful, but she's like one of the hottest girls at the party. Clearly, other dudes are trying to talk to her.
Right.
And I was like, man, I'm not even going to sweat. There's no... I said, I don't even look compared to... That guy's taller. That guy looks beefy. Like, he's swole. I said, there's no way.
I'm mad you said beefy.
Right. I'm a nerd. Like... But I'm at the party. I'm at the party, no lie. And my dude was like, that girl, fine. If you don't, I will. And he was like, ooh. Go. So, I, you know, shoot your shot. Boom, I went in there. We ended up playing, like, I don't know, beer pong or something like that at a table.
This sounds like, let me get you drunk and get you naked.
Nah, we ain't do no drinking. Like, whoever went, we didn't do no drink. So, long story short.
Wait, hold on. You played beer pong and didn't do no drinking?
Yeah, we didn't.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Well, there was
a
whole other thing. I'm not
going
to get into the particulars, but all I'm going to say.
Doesn't drink?
All I'm going to say is that the party got shut down for drinking. So we didn't know that some people was like under 21 at that party. So
gotcha.
We were like, all
so
right.
Y'all over here participating in illegal activities.
In any case, she was legal. And she ended up by the end of the night, some dude was talking to her. Like we talked, I kind of let her be after we talked, boom, boom, boom. And then some dude, crazy dude, drunk, talking to her. Everyone was laughing at the dude, trying to talk to her. And then I, in front of everybody, I'm not really like a public display person to put myself on the line to get possibly rejected. But like, this dude was in front and talking craziness. All these other people laughing at him, trying to talk to her. He's crazy. And then I basically swoop in and separate him from her. And I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, cool, cool, cool. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I look back, I was like, yeah, that dude's crazy. I was like, so I'm going to just go out there. I'm like, we should hang out sometime. Like, let me get your number. She was like, and I was like, oh, God, I'm about to get, like, let down in front of, like, 20 people in front.
Oh, boy.
And she just said, where's your phone in front of everybody? I was like, oh, yep.
Score!
So it's kind of like you still got to maintain the confidence.
CJ said if he gets let down by 5 women, he's going to cry in the corner.
Yo, bro, it's going to happen.
CJ is probably all part of the game.
It's a part of the game, bro. That's play just what it is. I mean, I'm out the game, but I know the game. I know the game.
But still, okay. So back to my point. That does not sound like that's that hard.
Yeah.
I spoke to you. I saved you from the tall, drunk man.
I still think it's hard.
Here's my number. Give me your number.
I still think it's hard because I feel like, again, I think there's like camaraderie like with men, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And camaraderie with women. And I don't know. It's just, when I look at social media and things nowadays, it has shifted the perception, even for men. Like, women they go after, they be looking at Instagram and all these perfect-bodied women. And sometimes they
do that on your smartphone. It is just an app.
I'm just saying. Like, just that's saying. What they go. So
right.
I feel like for men trying to talk to women, women see men come up, like they see the stories of, you know, the men who are like, I started out here and I worked at McDonald's and now I drive a Lambo, and then like
started you're sitting bottom now
and you hit. Over here looking, and they want you at Lambo, they don't want you at McDonald's, they want you at Lambo, and I can respect that, but I'm like, where you at? And you not there. You don't have a Lambo. So you mean I'm paying for you to get up? Like, nah, bro, like, no.
Why can't we both just come up together?
Fact, but no women want to do that no more. They want the Prince Charming.
That's true. Women don't
want a
struggling man.
That, and I'm not saying you should get a struggling man.
Struggle by
but
myself.
Get a man who got goals and want to work. That's all I ask women to do. He doesn't have to have the biggest job, but goals and want to work. If I was a woman, I would take that any day over a dude that's just like, I'm here at this management position at the local Walmart. And
why gotta be Walmart?
I'm just saying, and I'm content. They make a lot of money, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I'm content. Mm. But if that woman said, are you pretty good at your job? Yeah, I think I'm pretty great at my job. Okay. Do you think you can come up, and even if you stay with Walmart, could you go up another level? And do you think you could be general manager? Do you got goals?
Right.
And if this man's like, nah, I'm comfortable, it's cool. That's the type of man I'd be like, oh, okay, like I can see why he's so comfortable. And if there's a man that you find as comfortable, I'd say that's the man you watch out for, because he can get comfortable in your relationship and be the Ooh. Same man that just says, you know, I'll every year I just buy you your favorite movie and a box of chocolates. And you'd be like, wait a minute, the first year that was cute, thanks.
Right.
Second year, I'm like, can we go on a date? You gonna take me out like to a nice restaurant? Oh, boom. And then he does these things, but only after you tell him. See, I learned that lesson a long time ago. Don't do that. Don't be reacting to that. Be proactive. Do some things that you think.
I like that.
So I think it is a challenge, but my last word is, I'm not gonna say that men don't have a fault in it. I don't think we're perfect by any means, but I feel but I am asking women, look, give brothers a chance that come correct. Cause when a man comes correct and y'all keep burning them. I mean, saying like no quit with the quickness. It's like when you don't give a man a chance or even turn them down nicely anymore.
Right.
Then men just turn into a-holes. And y'all wonder why. And I'm like, that's why. Like y'all.
Gotcha.
Well, who needs to be nice or a gentleman anymore?
Well, apparently not too many because women just accepting anything nowadays. We got to do better. Yeah. Standards. Bring them back up.
All right. So,
all right.
So I'm a. So it seems like are we still? We got still comments going on?
Not really. No more comments. Any more comments? Nope.
All right. Whoa. Cool. So I'm just gonna say, because we passed our normal cut limit, I was gonna say if there was more, we were gonna do a cut and keep going.
I guess we'll leave it at that.
All right. We'll leave it at that. So.
Boom.
That's Couch Convos.
Couch Convos. Ladies, be nice. Be straight up. Let these gentlemen know what you think from jump. Yeah. Stop sitting here and getting these free meals and free dates from gentlemen you don't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that should be a given, but I guess we need to reiterate that. And men, it's not that hard. Have some confidence. Know you're going to get a couple no's. It's okay. But, you know, all no's lead to a yes eventually.
Hope so.
There we go. Boom. Cool. Thanks for watching. Send us your questions. School Sam. Now, next time we school in Jodo. So, ladies, pay attention. Next one, we're going to school these fellas on how to do it right. Boom.
All right.
Good night.